This is 7SD's Local Lunch with Jess, and you've probably heard in the news over the last couple of days that Launceston Company has been awarded the latest tender for upgrades to the Great Eastern Drive. To tell us more, we're joined now by Infrastructure Minister Michael Ferguson. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Jess, and it's great to be on your program today.
Thank you so much for your time. Now, we might start talking about some locations. Where can we expect to bump into some roadworks over the next couple of months?
Well, doesn't everyone love roadworks? It's obviously a bit of an inconvenience to road users when they're being built, but it's for the greater good, and we're going to make the Great Eastern Drive even greater, safer and more efficient, and also importantly, particularly on your turning sections, we're going to just make it so much safer. So we've awarded a further $3.8 million tender as part of our $30 million upgrade of the Tasman Highway and the Great Eastern Drive. And Gradco are going to get to work very soon in the spring, weather permitting, and we'll get on with turning treatments, eight of them. They are going to be better turning treatments at Rosedale Road, Saltworks Road, Piermont Turning, Freycinet Vineyard, the East Coast Nature World, Cressy Beach, that's definitely needed, the Pondering Frog Turn Treatment, and the Swan River Road, all improved turning treatments, and also the major upgrades to the road junctions on Louisville Road and Pontypool Road.
Now, is it fair to say that now is probably quite a good time to be undertaking this works when, through no fault of our own, obviously we'd prefer it to be different, but we don't have as many tourists on the roads?
Well, the Liberal government's committed to making our roads safer for tourists as well as our local community, and you're absolutely right. Unfortunately, we're just not seeing the tourism industry with the domestic and international demand is well down. We all know that. And in a way, just in, sort of nice in one sense, we've got the state to ourselves at the moment, so there's a lot of Tasmanians getting out and about. But yeah, this is a good time for us to be doing this work with somewhat less visitor vehicles on the road. And so we are thinking long-term here. We want these roads and junctions and turning sections to be safer. And we believe that this will save lives and save damage as well.
Obviously, safety is the most important aspect, but the Great Eastern Drive is also a little brand within itself, and it's got incredible marketing power. So what is happening in the Bay of Fires region in terms of extending the Great Eastern Drive to include that Binalong Bay Road area?
Well, I'd need to come back to you on that, but that's actually part of the Great Eastern Drive, and when we look at further works, this is not the end of our spending on this, and we'll be doing some further work, and I would love to come back to you with some more information, but we've got more work yet to come. We'll be doing a lot more around the St. Helens, Diana's Basin sections. We'll be including some overtaking lanes as well, but there will be future works that involve widening the road and sections of Binalong Bay Road between St. Helens and Binalong Bay, gorgeous part of the world. And we expect to go to tender and allow contractors to put in their tenders later this year, in about September of this year. And I'll be very happy to give you some further details.
Yeah, wonderful. Has the pandemic situation changed anything in terms of the progress of this particular project, or is it all kind of just tracking along as it's meant to be?
In my area, where we've been working with our civil contractors community, we've not slowed down at all. We've kept the whole thing moving. We've been very specific. We've made sure that industry can continue to operate. We've actually known that while we've needed to be extra careful, not just social distancing, hygiene, but also protecting what we call business continuity, we've told the civil construction sector, just don't stop, keep going. We're going to keep pushing more money out the door so that we can employ Tasmanian women and men in this great industry. And yeah, no, they have not, they've not really missed a beat. It's been brilliant with all of the other challenges, employment and business, that the state has been facing. This particular sector has been going gangbusters, and we intend to keep it that way.
Great stuff. I guess tourism has probably been the hardest hit industry here in Tassie, but it's also been a chance for everyone to work on things behind the scenes. So I know that Tourism Tasmania have got an external marketing plan sort of up their sleeve, ready to roll out as soon as those borders are open again. So hopefully it can coincide with some of these upgrades being already completed, and we can welcome more people to the east coast of Tassie.
Exactly. Well, look, the East Coast is a great place for our local community to live and enjoy and visit, whether you're visiting a shack or just spending the day, whatever. But we are also a tourism community, and it's a great business community. They've been doing it tough, and we are here to support them. And Safer Roads is going to be part of the winning formula going forward. So we're really thrilled with these works. We ask people to be patient on the roads, particularly when you're driving through sections, and please think about those speed limits, because they're not there for fun. It's really serious. We want to protect the lives of the people working on our roads. So we just ask people to factor in that extra time for their journeys and think about everybody's safety.
Fantastic. Infrastructure Minister Michael Ferguson, thanks so much for your time.
Always a pleasure, Jess. Have a great day.